Welcome to the Hope United Podcast, where we're creating a culture of worship, family, and discipleship. We hope this message challenges, inspires, and gives you hope today. If you like this podcast, remember to share and subscribe. Well, we've been talking for the last few weeks about giving with intention, and as we move into Christmas time, it's something that's very present, something that really makes Christmas special, is how we give thoughtfully to one another. And we thoughtfully do that. And it's such a foundational part of the season. We give gifts to each other. And greater than that, we are celebrating that we have received the greatest gift, which is Jesus Christ. Intentional gifts are the most special gifts, I think. It was through great love and intention that God gave us Jesus, and it's through this lens that we begin to ask ourselves, how can we give with intention? How can we be thoughtful and intentional in how we give? Not randomly, not ceremonially, but thoughtfully and prayerfully and with intention. If you've missed any of the series, you can go back and listen to it. So far, we've talked about how giving is relational, not religious. We've talked about how it's meant to be covenant, not casual. And last week we talked about how giving to God is meant to be sacrificial, not ceremonial. So all of these things God wants to show us and bring us into a greater revelation of His blessing. How many want to be blessed by God? That should be all of us. And I think if we are, if we're honest, we really want God to bless us and favor us in all kinds of different areas in our life. I find many times what holds us back from the next place that God wants to take us is fear. We see a vision, we at least part of it, and it's inspiring, it's motivational until fear begins to creep in. And fear paralyzes forward mobility. It's fear that the enemy uses to stop us right in our tracks. Fear stops us from achieving great things in life, and if you let it, fear will stop you from fully walking in God's promises. We've been talking about giving with intention. Today I want to tell you that when we give, it must be in faith, not fear. Right. When we give with intention, it's about giving in faith, not fear. I want to give you a little bit of a backstory. God wants to do amazing things for us, through us, but sometimes fear gets in the way. The little voice that we sometimes confuse with reason or logic gets in the way of making bold faith moves that God would actually use to catapult us into what He wants to do in our lives. When we follow God, it has to be in faith, not fear. And when we give to God, it must be in faith, not fear. So I want to take you to the story of Elijah and the widow of Zarephath. You can find it in 1 Kings 17, 7 through 16. In this story, God sends Elijah to a widow. They both have a need. They both have an opportunity to move in either faith or fear. Right. Both Elijah and the widow have an opportunity to make a decision. But what is going to motivate that decision? So let me paint this picture for you. Elijah has been on the run, hiding from Jezebel. He prophesied this powerful word of the Lord in the king's court, and they liked it so much that they ran him out of town. Exactly. For those that know the story, actually, they were so upset with God, what God said through Elijah, that they threatened to kill him. So Elijah goes on the run for his life. And while Elijah's on the run, God provides for him food supernaturally. God gives him supernatural provision. And then one day, God causes the food supply to dry up. You really felt like God was really supplying for me in this one season. And then it seemed like things dried up. Anybody ever been there? I know I've been there. It's like, hey, man, there's been more than enough. And then in another season, it just, why did things dry up? And so Elijah was there. There was supernatural provision, and then all of a sudden, the supernatural provision dries up, and God says, I'm sending you to a widow in Zarephath. And I don't know what Elijah was thinking at this moment. Maybe he was thinking, maybe this is probably a wealthy widow. Somebody, their husband left them a lot of money. They're doing good. They're able to help support me in the ministry work that God has given me. So he goes and he shows up and it's exactly the opposite. Exactly the opposite. This widow is not just poor, she's a single mom. She's not just a single mom, she only has one last meal. God sent Elijah to a widow with a child that only had one last meal. God works in difficult circumstances, but we have to have faith. I want to tell you that to encourage you today. God works in difficult circumstances, but we have to have faith. Having a need is nothing new. It's not new. It's not something new to me or you or to our generation. It's been around for a while. It's been in America for a while. It's been in the world for a while. And it's no different for Elijah when he shows up. Elijah has a need. The widow has a need. What is God doing here? He takes one person that has a need, puts it together with another person that has a need, and says, look, I'm going to make something happen with two needs. I'm going to put these two needs together, and I'm going to cause a miracle to happen. Sometimes God does things that don't make sense. It's called a miracle. How does God take two needs, bring them together, and through the power of faith and obedience, cause there to be abundance? Think about that. Think about that in your life. How does God take two needs, put them together, and through the power of faith and obedience, cause there to be abundance? That's exactly what happens here with Elijah and the widow. Elijah did not have food. The widow had limited food and no provision for her family. Elijah only had the word of the Lord. The widow only had something small and the word of the Lord. If you're in lack today, I want you to know it's you that I'm preaching this series for. If you're in lack today or in any season of your life, as long as you have the word of the Lord, you have hope. If you have lack, this widow had lack, but she received the word of the Lord. Elijah did not have any food, but he had the word of the Lord. If you have the word of the Lord, you have hope.
That's right.
And if you have hope, you can build on top of that faith.
Hear that.
When you apply the word of the Lord and obedience to your need, you will see provision. When you apply the word of the Lord and obedience to your need, you will see provision. I'm talking to somebody today. This is for somebody today. This has been so on my heart. We've been talking about giving with intention for a reason, because God wants to bring provision into the lives of his sons and daughters. So when you apply the word of the Lord and obedience to your need, you will see provision. But here's the tricky part. You have to get beyond fear. You have to get beyond fear. You have to get beyond fear if you want to see the provision of the Lord. There's going to be doubts in your mind. There's going to be fears in your heart. And you have to get beyond them to walk in faith. You have to get beyond those fears to walk in obedience. So when Elijah approaches the widow with this word from the Lord, the widow's response is, in 1 Kings 17:12, as surely as the Lord your God lives, she replies, I don't have any bread, only a handful of flour in a jar and a little olive oil in a jug. I'm gathering a few sticks to take it home to make a meal for myself and my son that we may eat it and die.
Yeah.
That's where her faith level is. I got one last meal. I'm going to make it. We're going to eat it. We're going to die. Not hopeful. Not full of faith. She has fear, not faith. She can only see the natural. She cannot see the supernatural. So here's the point. If you want supernatural provision, you can't look from a natural perspective. If you want supernatural provision, you can't look from a natural perspective. If God was going to do anything in her life, she had to get outside of the natural perspective to grab a hold of a supernatural perspective so she could see supernatural provision. This is what 2 Corinthians 5:7 says, "For we walk by faith, not by sight." New Living Translation says, "For we live by believing, not by seeing." Somewhere this widow, this woman that was in difficult position financially and with her family, had to get beyond what she saw in the natural to see something in the spirit. She had to walk by what she believed in her heart about the Word of God versus what she saw in the natural circumstances that were currently in her life. If you're walking by what you can see in the natural only, you're going to miss the supernatural provision. I want to tell you, there is supernatural provision that God wants to release in this season, but you're going to miss it if you're only looking by the natural. If the widow continued to look by the natural, she would have missed it. She would have missed what God was trying to pour out. She would have missed the supernatural provision. She would have missed the miracle. She started in a place of fear. But by receiving the word of the Lord, she moved to a place of faith and obedience, and provision was released in her life. The Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of the Lord. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of the Lord. Like you have to hear the word of the Lord, and you got to really hear it, and you got to grab a hold of it, and you got to do something with it. It's important if you want to move to the place of great provision that God has for you. Remember this, Jeremiah 29:11. "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." Think about that. God has plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. So He has plans to prosper you. But you have to exercise faith to activate them. Your faith activates God's good plans. Faith activates the good plans of God. Do you believe that today? It takes faith to walk in God's good plans. So the enemy is going to do this, right? He's going to try to set fear into your life and rob you of the potential blessing. The enemy wants to sneak in, plant fear in your life, give you thoughts of fear, give you doubts to think about, and try to sabotage the blessing that God wants to get to you. But this whole thing is about faith over fear. I have to move in faith, not by fear. So looking, Elijah shows up with the word of the Lord. The first thing the widow does is go into logistics. How many have done that? I've done that. God says something, and then we go into logistics. Well, I don't know if that's going to work. And we start telling God why it's not going to work. The widow goes into logistics. The natural, the way that it looks. God wants us to walk by faith, not by sight. Looking at the natural alone will land you in a place of fear over and over again. What you have to do is get in the presence of God, stir up faith so you can move in obedience to the word of the Lord so that God's provision can be released. The woman had a great word from the Lord and a great opportunity for provision, but she had to take a step of faith. She had to conquer her own fears and give an intentional gift. So here's the big question today, right? One of the big questions anyways. Have you ever asked yourself, why did God send Elijah to a poor widow? Why not send Elijah to a wealthy businessman? Why did God send Elijah? God could have sent Elijah to anybody. He sent Elijah to the widow that had one last meal, limited provision? It's a good question, right? Why would God ask a widow? Why would God ask somebody that was in a difficult financial position to give? I believe it's really clear. God wanted to get a blessing to that widow. God wanted to enrich the widow's life, but he had to challenge her faith to get her to give, to activate the supernatural provision. God chose the widow because he wanted to bless the widow. He chose the person struggling financially because he wanted to release provision to them. That's the way the kingdom works. You have to sow so that you could reap. So it's a difficult thing. I'm sure for Elijah that was a difficult thing, to go up to a widow that has one last meal and give that word of the Lord. Some words of the Lord that we do up here, it's not easy. It's like, man, this is uncomfortable. This is awkward to say this. But if it's the word of the Lord, it's going to set somebody free. Absolutely. If it's the word of the Lord, it's going to unlock something in your life. If it's the word of the Lord, with obedience attached to it, it's going to unlock provision. So Elijah uses the word of the Lord and challenges the widow to give. Whoa, heavy. Because you have to sow if you want to reap. When God wants to get a blessing to the widow, he had to provoke her to sow a seed. I hope you get this today. It's not about me. It's not about the church so much as it is something that God wants to get to you. What is it that God wants to get to you in this season? What blessing does God want to unlock for you? He wanted a blesser, but God's way of the blessing works through sowing and reaping. Galatians 6:7 says, don't be misled. You cannot mock the justice of God. You will always harvest what you plant. She hadn't planted anything. God wanted to bless her, but he had to provoke her to plant so that he could give her a harvest. If the widow could just move in faith and obedience to the word of God and give an intentional gift of a meal to the prophet, God would supply all of her needs. We talked about that last week, right? She had to overcome her fear, step out in faith, so she could receive supernatural provision. Now, I'm not sure if you know the rest of the story about the widow of Zarephath, but she gives the little that she had in obedience to the word of the Lord. She feeds Elijah, and then God supernaturally causes her supply not to run out. He supernaturally causes her supply. Every time she goes back to the pantry, there's more flour. Every time she goes back to the pantry, there's more oil. God causes her supply not to run out. It's supernatural provision because of obedience to the word of the Lord, because she stirred up faith. I hope something in this provokes you. I hope that I can provoke you with the word of the Lord, because I want to tell you that God has more for you in this season. I want this to be Christmas. Spiritually, I want you to give and I want you to receive in this season. I want you to get it. I want this revelation to really sink in, because God has good plans for you. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you, but to give you hope and a future. So during the whole recession, God gave the widow this supernatural provision, all because she was willing to give with intention. She was willing to take a step of faith instead of cower in fear. In the natural, she had one meal left before she died. And that's what she said in verse 12. I'm just going to eat this last meal and I'm going to die. My son and I are going to eat this last meal and die. In the natural, that was the reality. But in the spirit, there was a different possibility. Through obedience to the word of the Lord, there was this law of sowing and reaping that could be activated and cause a harvest to come back into her life. So she could sow in obedience and unlock supernatural provision in her life. Instead of eating her provision, she could sow it and receive a harvest of provision. First, you have to conquer fear. When we give, it has to be based in faith, not fear. Listen to Elijah's response after the widow tells him that she just has one last meal. After the widow tells Elijah clearly, I'm just going to make this last meal for me and my son, then we're going to die. Elijah provokes her in 1 Kings 17:13. He says, yes, you can make a meal for you and your son, but first make me a meal. 1 Kings 17:13, Elijah says to her, don't be afraid. She was fearful. He directed it to the problem. The problem was fear.
Right.
On any other day, when fear wasn't involved, she probably would have done exactly what the man of God said. But because fear was involved, she starts listing out all the logistics of why this isn't going to work. So Elijah starts with, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Go home, do what you said, do as you have said, but first make a small loaf of bread for me from what you have. And bring it to me, then make something for yourself and your son. Think about that. Don't be afraid. Don't be fearful. Yes, provide for yourself. Yes, provide for your family. That's good, but first sow a seed. Look at that faith. It doesn't even make sense in the natural. I literally just told you, Elijah, I only have one meal. That's great, I hear you. Don't be afraid. Just go ahead and give me a meal, and then you're going to go back, and there's going to be another meal that you can make for you and your son. In the natural, it does not make sense. Only in the spirit does it make sense. Feed your family, yes. Feed yourself, yes, but first obey the word of the Lord, and that takes faith. And this one, it's one of the most difficult things to do, but it's a game changer. When you don't have a lot, it's hard to sow. But that's the time when you need it the most. That's the time when it's most critical. God knew if he didn't send the word of the Lord and send Elijah to provoke that widow, guess what? She would be dead. One more meal. But instead, supernatural provision was unlocked. When you don't have a lot, it's the most difficult time to sow. But it's also the most critical time to sow a seed. She has one last meal. Elijah shows up with the word of the Lord that she should sow first. She steps out in faith, and supernatural provision follows. Somebody needs to hear this today. Giving is about faith.
Yes, it is.
Not fear. If what you're doing doesn't take faith, you're probably not doing it right. Giving takes faith, not fear. It takes faith to please God. We talked about last week. It was the faith of the widow with two mites that caught the Lord's attention. Everybody else was giving ceremonially, but she gave sacrificially. It takes faith to please God. It takes faith to sow a seed, especially when you're in a difficult place. But I want to tell you clearly, the provision is unlocked by sowing an intentional seed in obedience to the word of the Lord. Sowing will unlock your blessing. Generosity will unlock your blessing. I want you to know, in this season and in seasons to come, God wants to take you to greater and greater places. God wants to do more for you, more in you, more through you. But you have to understand that generosity unlocks supernatural provision. The most wealthy person in the Bible said it this way. Proverbs 11:25, a generous person will prosper. Whoever refreshes others will be refreshed. This was King Solomon. A generous person will prosper, and whoever refreshes others will be refreshed. The devil doesn't want God's people to understand this. He will do whatever. He'll spread whatever lies. He'll spread whatever doubt. He'll spread whatever fear that he can to let you not get a hold of this revelation.
Correct.
Believe it or not, I know this is hard to understand. The devil does not want you to be blessed. He actually is after you to kill and to steal and to destroy. He wants to steal your blessing. He wants to wreck things in your life. So the devil does not want God's people to understand this. He wants to keep us in lack. But God wants to release supernatural provision. John 10:10. I came to give you life and life more abundantly. The generous person will prosper. The riches of the kingdom of God belong to the sons and daughters of God, but they are released by faith and intentional giving. Scripture says in James 2:26, as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without deeds is dead. You can say you have faith, but if you don't have the works of sowing a seed, it's not going to come alive to you. Not the financial part. Other stuff will come up. There's lots of Christians. They got a lot of stuff coming alive to them. But the Bible talks about every seed will produce after its own kind. Some people want to be blessed financially, specifically financially, but they're not sowing financial seeds. They're sowing prayers. A prayer is not going to materialize as financial provision. Right? When you sow in kind, the seed will produce in kind for what you sowed. The blessing is there, but it won't become a reality to you without action. Without action, it's just a thought experiment. It's just hypothetical. It's just philosophical. You must have faith in God, but you also must have good works to know when and how to plant the seed. Giving with intention unlocks God's provision. There's something beautiful that God wants to do. It's kind of like Christmas time, where you give and you receive. You receive gifts and you give gifts. God wants us to understand in the Spirit, in His kingdom, it's like that. That's how covenant works. That's how His law works. We sow and we reap. We give and we receive. God wants us to understand how to give with intention. Many times it's a big step of faith. Especially when you haven't done it a lot. But if we can conquer fears in our lives, it's worth it to see God's supernatural provision released. My thought and my prayer for you is like the Apostle John in 3 John 2. Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health just as your soul prospers. The Apostle John was saying, I want you to prosper in every way. Yes, in your health and relationships and the ministry work. And yes, in your finances. I want you to prosper in every way and be in good health as your soul prospers. Can we pray together? God, I thank you for each and every person that's here. It's not by accident, God, that we're here together. And it's not by accident that we're talking about what we're talking about. It is the Christmas season. This is a time that the foundation of everything that we're celebrating is the gift of Jesus Christ. How intentional, how thoughtful, how valuable was that seed that was sown? Jesus is called the incorruptible seed. He was sown into mankind. He was sown into the earth. He died and he brought forth a mighty harvest. God, teach us to be like you, to give with intention, to understand that it unlocks blessings in our lives. And your goal is for us to be blessed to be a blessing. You want us to be like Abraham, the father of the faith, who was blessed to be a blessing. You blessed him so good that the people around him, that all the families of the earth were blessed through him. God, teach us how to be intentional in every area of our life. God, especially in this season, let us learn how to be intentional with our giving. God, there are things that you want to unlock for us. Let us learn to trust you. Let us learn to walk in faith, not in fear. And as heads are bowed, maybe you say, Pastor, I'm not where I need to be with Christ. I'm not where I need to be with Jesus, but I want to reconnect with him. I don't want to leave this place and not know if I'm where I need to be with Jesus. If that's you, just slip up your hand. I want to pray with you today. Amen. Amen. Maybe you say, Pastor, I'm not sure if I've ever really had that relationship with God. I've been around religious things. I've been around religious people, but I've never had that direct connect with Jesus, and I want it. If that's you, just slip up your hand. Either one of those. Amen. Amen. There's something about connecting with Jesus or reconnecting with Jesus. When we say yes to Jesus, he is the empowerment to please God. He is the empowerment to be successful in this life. So if you slipped up your hand, I want you to pray this prayer with me. And everybody that agrees with this, you can say this prayer too. Jesus, thank you for giving your life on the cross. Thank you for the gift of salvation. Thank you for the gift of forgiveness. I'm sorry for the times I've sinned, for the mistakes I've made. Apply your perfect work on the cross to my life. Give me a fresh start. Jesus, I want to follow you. Teach me how to do that. Show me what that looks like. I want to live a life that pleases the Father. I want to follow your commands. Jesus, I want you to be my King, my Savior, my Lord, from this day forward. In Jesus' name. Everybody said, amen. Come on, let's give God the praise.
Thanks again for listening. If you like this podcast, remember to share and subscribe. For more information or to connect with us, go to hopeunited.church. And remember, if God is with you, you will be undefeated.